loads over 90s, yes, in Bay.
Oh, loads over 90s.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, we hear time and again that the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the blessing of Iman and Islam. And this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is not a blessing which is given to everyone. So we see around us that alhamdulillah we have been given the blessing of Islam and Iman, and when we step outside of the masjid then we see many individuals who haven't been given this blessing of Iman and Islam. And even in history we see that there were some people who were given the blessing of Iman and Islam, and there were others who were not given the blessing of Iman and Islam. Like it's been mentioned many times before, that if we look at the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, then many of the close family members of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam were not given the blessing of Iman and Islam. So we look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a believer. We look at Nuh alayhi salam, when Nuh alayhi salam is calling out to his son, when the tufan and the flood comes, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ وَقَالَ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلِي يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. That, O my son, O my beloved son, mount with us and do not be from the disbelievers. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلِي يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. So he said that soon I will seek refuge, I will take protection on a mountain which will protect me and save me from the water. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمْ. He said, there is no one who can save on this day from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he drowns and he dies as a disbeliever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later says to Nuh alayhi salam, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. That, O Nuh, he wasn't from your family. Why? إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Because he didn't have righteous deeds. He didn't have iman. So we find that the son of Nuh alayhi salam did not have iman. We find that the wife of Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, they did not have iman. We find that the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Talib, if there are any children under the age of 12, then they should go into the classroom. Yusufa is calling you. So we find that Abu Talib, who is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was a pillar of support for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the early days in Makkah Mukarramah, who shielded and protected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was not given the bounty of Iman. It comes in the hadith of Muslim that Abu Talib, when he was on his deathbed, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit him and he found that Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Umayyah, Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Umayyah are already at the side of Abu Talib. They came before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling his uncle Abu Talib that قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, كلمة أشهد بها لك عند الله, words that I will testify in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you said them. On the day of Qiyamah, I will go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my uncle Abu Talib said, La ilaha illallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him da'wah in his last moments. And on the other side, Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Umayyah, they are saying to Abu Talib that, are you going to turn away from the religion of Abdul Muttalib? In this last moment, are you going to turn away from the religion of Abdul Muttalib? In these final moments of your life, are you going to turn away from the religion of Abdul Muttalib? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is repeating, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ كَلِمَةً أَشْهَدُ بِهَا لَكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And in the end, in the riwayat of Muslim, it's mentioned that Abu Talib, he said that he is going to stay on the religion of Abdul Muttalib, on the religion of Shirk. And the reason he gave was that he didn't want people to say regarding him after he passed away that he accepted Islam because of fear. So this was his ego and arrogance inside his heart, that because of what people would have said after he left the world, that people would have criticized him and the Quraysh would have said regarding him that he said La ilaha illallah because in the final moments he got scared of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He refused to say La ilaha illallah. So he died as a disbeliever. So Abu Talib, who is so close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dies as a disbeliever. We find that the Abu Lahab, who was also related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dies as a disbeliever. On the other hand, we see that the wife of Fir'aun is a believer and mentioned in the Quran. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, when she said that, O my Lord, build for me a house in Jannah, وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ, and save me from Fir'aun and his actions. So we find that these people who are closely related to the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are given iman. Take the example of Handala radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the son of Abu Amir, who was known as Abu Amir al-Rahib. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title and the name Abu Amir al-Fasiq. Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Ghaseelul Malaika. We all know the incident of Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was in the state of Janaba. He was in need of ghusl. When the call for Uhud came, and even before performing ghusl, and before having a bath, he leaves his home, and he goes into the battlefield in Uhud, and he is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the age of 24. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding him that the malaika are giving him ghusl. The malaika are giving him ghusl. The angels are giving him ghusl. The inquiry was made that why are the angels giving him ghusl? The inquiry was made from home, and they found out that he was in the state of janabah. He was in need of ghusl. This is Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ghaseelul Malaika. Until today we are calling him Ghaseelul Malaika. Until the day of Qiyamah, the people will be saying regarding him that he is that individual, he is that sahabi whom the malaika, the angels, gave ghusl to in this world. His father is Abu Amir. His father is Abu Amir. Abu Amir al-Fasiq, who was Ra'isul Munafiqeen, who was the leader of the Munafiqoon. The leader of the Munafiqoon in terms of the Madhabi leader and the religious leader of the Munafiqoon. And then we had the political leader of the Munafiqoon, was Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, who was the political leader of the Munafiqoon, who was about to be appointed the leader of Medina Munawwara when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Medina Munawwara and became the leader. So Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul was the father-in-law of Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So his father-in-law is the political leader of the Munafiqun, the hypocrites. And his father is the religious leader of the Munafiqun, the hypocrites. Imagine. But he is Ghaseelul Malaika. Why? Because this Iman and Islam is given to people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's something which has been gifted. So first and foremost, we have to realize the value of this gift that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that it's not given to everyone. It's not given to everyone. It's been given to me and you. And some of the close family members of the Anbiya haven't been given this gift of Iman. So we have to be extremely grateful. First and foremost. And number two, we have to protect this Iman. Many people on the day of Qiyamah will have regret. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah is Yawmul Hasra, mentioned in the Quran, the day of regret. Many people on the day of Qiyamah will have regret for different reasons. But the one who will have the biggest regret is that person who was given Iman and lost it. That person who was given Iman and Islam and lost it. So we have to protect this Iman. And that was the advice of Yaqub alayhi salam and the advice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Imagine the household of Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam is a prophet. His son Yusuf alayhi salam is a prophet. Ishaq alayhi salam is a prophet. Ismail alayhi salam is a prophet. Ibrahim alayhi salam is a prophet. Even then, the only worry and concern that they had, and the wasiyah and the advice that they gave at the time of their death was أَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, that don't die except in a state of Iman and Islam. Do not lose your Iman. Because they understood the importance of protecting this Iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us for free, without anything. So the responsibility is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Iman, for Islam, for making us from the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of Ummah, the best of Umam, for showing us the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of the Sahaba. Examples, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that indeed for you in the Messenger of Allah is a great example. So protecting this Iman, showing gratitude and being grateful for this Iman. The ulama mention the best way to do this is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring deen into our life, to bring deen into our life. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. O you who believe, enter into Islam completely, to bring complete and the full deen into our life. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, indeed he is for you a clear enemy. So we have to recognize who our enemy is, and we have to recognize in what our salvation is. Our salvation is in following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our enemy is shaitan and nafs. And our enemy is shaitan and our nafs will make us use our energy in those things which take us away from our objective. Because remember, our objective is to protect this Iman. من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة, the riwayat of Abu Dawood. That whoever says, whoever's final words are لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة, he will enter into Jannah. He will enter into Jannah in the first instance, without having to go through purification and punishment. And we think that La ilaha illallah is going to be on our tongues without any sacrifices, when our whole life revolves around the dunya and our deen is pushed aside, when our whole life revolves around the dunya and the deen is pushed aside, and then we have this delusion that on our deathbeds automatically we will say La ilaha illallah. If our life revolved around La ilaha illallah, and then we can have this hope . That's why in one hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al mawti, والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. That the intelligent person, the clever person, is the one who holds back his nafs, his desires, and he prepares for the hereafter. This dunya which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in is not a place which is our objective. The difference between a believer and a kafir, the difference between me and you, and that person who is on the streets who has no iman, is that our objectives and our goals are completely different. And that person's objective is the dunya, because he thinks that there is only dunya and nothing after that. So all his efforts and all his energy is for the dunya, for the world. And the believer's objective is the akhirah, which is everlasting. And he understands that this world is temporary. And one day he will have to leave this world. And his real abode and real objective is the akhirah. So all his effort and all his energy should be for the akhirah. But now we can't tell the difference between a believer and a non-believer, because the believer's objective became the same as the non-believer's objective. That all our efforts and energy are for the akhirah, for the dunya. And we have this thought in our mind, and it's a deception from shaitan, that when I finish with the dunya, then I'll dedicate my life for the akhirah. When I finish with the dunya, when I retire from the dunya, when I am 60 years old, then I will spend the rest of my life in the masjid. This is a deception from shaitan. Firstly, how do you know you are going to remain alive for that long? And number two, only a foolish person would spend the majority of his life for dunya and a small amount of time for akhirah. You know, when we go on safar, or when we go on a journey, then there are some people who prepare well in advance. So they have all their suitcases ready, they have their lists ready of what to take, what will be required. All these things, everything is prepared from before. And then there are some people, maybe one day before, they'll get their suitcase down from the attic. Yeah. And then in the last moment, they will put everything inside. Their whole wardrobe they'll empty inside. Whatever they can remember, they'll put inside. And then when they go on the journey, and when they get to their destination, then they realize that they have forgotten this, and they have forgotten that, and they have forgotten this, and they were not prepared. So the whole journey, then they suffer. The 1 week or the 2 weeks, they suffer. So this is the example of that believer, or that person who thinks that the majority of my life I will focus on the dunya, and then towards the end of my life, what I will do is I will use all my energy and all my efforts for the akhirah. But by that time, many people are sick, many people have already passed away, many people are too old to do anything, many people have lost their senses, they don't understand what's happening. Many people have more issues in the family. So this deception of shaitan, we need to be aware of. That the time is now and always, whether you are in your youth, whether you are in your middle ages or towards the end of your life, always from the beginning till the end, your focus and your goal is akhirah. Because we are believers. When we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, this is what we are declaring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create this world in vain. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we created you in vain? Just pastime. Created you for nothing. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And that you are not going to be returned to us. Do you think it's only this world and we created you for nothing? So you can do whatever you want in the world. No. There is a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I did not create jinn and ins except for my worship. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased ishtara مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ from their believers أَنفُسَهُمْ their lives وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ and their wealth in exchange for what? In exchange for Jannah. If you want Jannah, you have to give your life and your wealth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to make some sacrifice. Your purposes and your goals, you should always keep in mind. That my purpose and my goal is the Akhirah. Because one day, I am going to have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, I am going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, I have to give hisab in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day, that day which has been called Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret. It shouldn't be that day when I realize that all my efforts for the world were for nothing. All my energy, all my efforts were for my work, for nothing. For earning money, for upgrading my car, for upgrading my house, competing with each other, showing off, nothing. And at the end of the day, I have nothing, no a'mal in my book of deeds. That shouldn't be the day. So sometimes we need to step out. We need a reminder. We need to remind each other. Believers, they remind each other. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ The Quran says that remind. For indeed reminders benefit the believers. We need to remind each other constantly of our goal. That our goal is the Akhirah. Our goal is not the dunya. The dunya is just the place where we plant the seeds for the Akhirah. It's a place where we work and the rewards we will see in the Akhirah. We have to start changing our mindset of how we are living in this world. What my energy is being used for. Because at the end of the day, one day will come where we will have to go into the grave. And the ulama mentioned, and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned, that we should remember death often. And remembering death is not just, I am going to die one day. No. The ulama explained how to remember death. That we should actually visualize. We should close our eyes and visualize the day we are dying. What my condition will be when I am in my final moments. Will I be engaged in the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will my condition be the day I die? Will the malaika and the angels be welcoming me? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ That indeed those people who said, Our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Then they were steadfast in deen. And they were steadfast. They were carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difficulties and the sacrifices they had to make, they were prepared to make them. They were mentally ready to make those sacrifices for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made those sacrifices. They let go of dunya for deen. They made those sacrifices. Rabbun Allah, they said, our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thumma istaqamu. Then they were steadfast. What will happen to them on their deathbeds? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The angels will descend upon them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا And they will say, don't fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Don't grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ And glad tidings and congratulations for the Jannah which you are promised. The angels will be descending. The angels will be comforting. The angels will be giving congratulations. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ That we were your supporters, we were your friends, we were your allies in the worldly life and in the akhirah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ For you in Jannah, is whatever your heart desires. Whatever you call for, you will get. This is the glad tidings that will be given to the believers, those who are steadfast on their deathbed. And may Allah save us from the other camp, even to them angels will descend. The angels will descend. And then they will ask them, that didn't the messengers come to you? Didn't you get the message? Didn't you understand the goal of your life? وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ That the malaika, they were taking away the souls of the disbelievers. يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ And they were striking their faces and their backs. And they were saying to them, وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ That taste the punishment of burning. So when we are visualizing our death, when we are thinking and reminding ourselves of our death, then we have to think that are my actions, is my focus and my energy, the focus and the energy, is it for the akhirah or is it for the dunya? Am I working to be from ashabul yameen or completely neglecting the akhirah and deen? فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى The one who transgressed and he gave preference to the worldly life. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى Then Jahannam will be his abode. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ And the one as for the one who feared standing in front of his Lord. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى And he stopped his nafs and his desires. He stopped himself from desires, from unlawful desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى Then Jannah will be his abode. And then the person will be given a ghusl, kafan, lowered into the grave and left alone. Me and you, the day will come where we will be lowered into the grave and the people will go away. They will make dua in front of the grave. And then they will go away. And the two angels will come. Malakan, Aswadan, Azraqan. The hadith mentions that they will be dark in color, and they will have blue eyes, and they will have terrifying looks, munkar and nakir, and they will come and they will ask the questions. And one of the questions that they will ask is, Ma dinuk, what was your personal religion? What was your personal way? Which way did you adopt? Which way did you adopt? And those who adopted the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be able to answer and say that my religion is Islam. And those who didn't adopt the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be stuck. The qabr is either rawdatun min riyadil jannah, is a garden from the gardens of Jannah, or hufratun min hufarin nar, or it's a pit from the pits of the fire. That person who was good, who followed the deen of Islam, will be given the na'im of the qabr as well. He will be given na'im and blessings, and blessed in the qabr, and hosted by the malaika. And that person who on the other side was from the people of the left will be punished in the grave. And this is the aqidah and the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that adabul qabri haqqun, that the punishment of the grave is a reality. It's proven from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also proven from the Quran. Then the time will come where we will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, it's a lengthy hadith. Part of the hadith mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, a bridge will be erected over Jahannam. And that bridge will have kalalib, which are hooks. And every person will have to pass by the bridge, which is known as Sirat. Every person will have to pass by the bridge. And the believers, those who believed and gave preference to the akhirah over the dunya, they will pass by the bridge. Some will pass by katarfati ayn, like the blinking of the eye in that speed. And some will pass by in the speed of lightning, kalbarq. And some will pass by in the speed of wind, karrih. And some will pass by ka ajawidil khayl, like the top quality horses in that speed. Fanajin musallam. There will be those who will succeed without any mark, without a scratch. They will be able to pass by because of the life that they live. And then there will be those makhdushun mursal, the hadith mentions, that they will be injured. They will have scratches all over. The hooks will be trying to get them. But mursal, they will be left alone, meaning they will survive. And the third group will be wa makdusun fi nari jahannam. And the third group will be those who will fall on their faces in the fire of hell. They will fall in the fire of hell. And then the hadith goes on to say that when the believers enter Jannah, the believers enter Jannah and then they will see and they will look around and then they will see that so and so person is missing and so person is missing and so person is missing. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there is no one who will fight for the rights of their brothers in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who will fight for the rights of their brothers in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more aggressively, you could say, than those who will be in Jannah. And they will say regarding their brothers, kanu yusalluna ma'ana, that they used to pray salah with us. So and so is missing. He used to come to the masjid. So and so is missing. He was in the first saf. So and so is missing. He was always in salah. He was part of my masjid. Where is he? Kanu yusalluna ma'ana wa yasumuna ma'ana. And they will say that they used to fast with us. We used to have iftar together. Where are these people? We don't see them in Jannah. We cannot rest. And these were our brothers. We used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them in the world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that they will go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them that go. Go in the fire of hell and find whoever you can recognize. Go in the fire of hell and find whoever you can recognize and take them out of Jahannam and bring them into Jannah. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that they will go in Jahannam. And the hadith also mentions that their bodies will be saved from Jahannam, meaning when they go into Jahannam, they will not burn. And they will go, and one version of the narration also in Muslim mentions that they will recognize their brothers from the parts of their body which will not be burnt. And those are the parts which they used to wash in wudu. And the other hadith, the other version of the hadith states that they will go and they will recognize the people, that this person used to come for salah, and this person used to fast and have iftar with us, and this person was in hajj with us, and this person was in the gatherings with us, and this person was learning deen with us in the same dars and the same class. And the people that they recognize, they will take out of Jahannam and will enter them into Jannah. If we are missing from the masajid in this world, first and foremost, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannah without any recognition, Amen. Without any hisab and kitab, without any punishment. But if we don't make that lofty state, then at least we can come to the masjid so our brothers can recognize us on the day of Qiyamah. And they will come out. They will come out with their brothers. Rescue them from the fire of Jahannam. Bring them into Jannah. And they will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, we haven't left anyone in Jahannam that we recognize. Meaning we've taken everyone out. There is no one left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them that go back into Jahannam and find anyone who has even a dinar worth of good deeds. So they have iman and they have dinar worth of good deeds. And take them out. A dinar is one coin, gold coin, this much. Take them out of Jahannam. And they will go, they will take out the people of Jahannam. Those who had a dinar worth of good deeds. Those who didn't come to the masjid. Or sometimes they came to the masjid. And then they will be taken out. They will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, no one left. Everyone who had a dinar worth of good deeds have been taken out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go back. And whoever has half a dinar worth of good deeds, take them out. So they will go in and take all the people who had half a dinar worth of good deeds. And then they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no one left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them that go and take out those who have even a speck of good deeds. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the narrator of the hadith, he says that if you don't believe me in narrating this hadith, and then read the verse of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not wrong a person, even the equivalent to a speck. Meaning, even if someone did only an iota of good deeds, Allah will give him the reward for that. So those people who have only one single speck of good deeds will be taken out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that shafa'at al-mala'ika wa shafa'a al-nabiyyun wa shafa'a al-muslimun, that the malaika and the angels have interceded, and the anbiya and the prophets have interceded, and the believers have interceded on behalf of their brothers. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, is left. And then he will take out from Jahannam those people لَمْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرًا قَطُّ, did not do any good in their life. The only thing that they had was iman, the value of iman. From this hadith we also understand the value of iman. That they didn't do anything good. The only thing they had was iman. They somehow protected their iman. They did not let go of their iman. They did not let go of their iman. And they will be taken out from Jahannam, burnt. قَدِمْ تُحِشُوا. And they will be completely burnt. And then they will be bathed in the river of hayat, of life. And the hadith mentions that they will grow again. Meaning they were completely burnt, decomposed, you could say. And their bodies will grow again. And they will be given a mark. And they will be known as Utaqa'ur Rahman, those who are freed by Ar-Rahman. When they enter into Jannah, and they will think that they have the best reward. People will recognize them. هَاُولَٰي عُتَقَاءُ الرَّحْمَانِ, that these are the people who have been freed by Ar-Rahman. So we have a choice and a decision to make. Which category do we want to be from? Do we want to be from Najin Musallam, the ones who passed by the Sirat in the blink of an eye, at the speed of lightning, at the speed of lightning, at the speed of wind, at the speed of quality horses? Or do we want to take chances? Makhdushun mursal. Do we want to be those who are injured whilst passing? Or are we going to continue in ghafla? اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ The Quran says that for the people, their hisab and their accountability standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ But they are just carrying on, turning away in heedlessness. So do we want to be from that group? Do we want to be from that group who go in Jannah in the first instance, who intercede on behalf of their brothers? Or do we want to be the group who have to go into the fire of hell? And these are choices that we have to make. We have to reflect on our life, that how much energy is being spent in building our akhirah, and how much energy is being spent in building our dunya. I've mentioned this before and I'll mention it again. Someone asked Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, who was the Amir al-Mu'mineen of that time. He is the son of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, he asked someone. He asked one of the scholars of his time. And he said, مَا لَنَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ He says, why do we dislike death? Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, who is the king, who is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, who is the leader of this great Islamic empire, who has everything, who has all the wealth of the world, who has all the power of the world, he comes and he asks one of the scholars, and he says to him, مَا لَنَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ That despite what we have, everything we have of the dunya, why is it that we still dislike death? So the answer he gave was, لِأَنَّكُمْ عَمَّرْتُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَخَرَّبْتُمُ الْآخِرَةِ Because you have built your dunya and ruined your akhirah. Because you have built your dunya and ruin your akhirah. You have built your dunya, you want to stay in the dunya. You have ruined your akhirah and you know it. You have ruined your akhirah and you know it, and that's why you don't want to go. That's why you don't want to meet Allah. That's why you don't want to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ Whoever loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to meet him. And whoever doesn't want to meet Allah, whoever dislikes meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah doesn't want to meet him. And when we prepare for the akhirah, then we'll be in a position where we want to meet our Lord, because we have done something good. So our efforts and our focus should be for the akhirah. And sometimes we are so engrossed in the dunya that the society and the community and the system and shaitan doesn't even let us think. We don't have the time to sit down and think. That where is my life going? What am I doing? All these years have passed. Has my spirituality increased? Has my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased? Has my knowledge of deen increased? Or am I still stuck? Or have I gone in reverse? Shaitan will not even let us think and ponder. And that's why we have to come out of the environment that we are in daily and remove ourselves from the dunya for some moments so that we can have a clear mind and we can think for a moment that where is my life going? We have to learn about the deen. We have to learn about the sacrifices of the Sahaba. But if our whole day from the morning, from 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, until 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, we are at work, and after that we come home, we are tired, and we have the kids, and we have madrasa rounds, and this and that, we have no time to think. We are mentally exhausted. So we have to come out. We have to come out. And we have to spend some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can remind ourselves and we can remind our brothers. We can remind ourselves of our purpose and we can remind our brothers of their purpose. That why am I here? Like someone said, Shaykh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, he mentioned an example and a parable. And he said that there were some youngsters who boarded a small ship. And you know, like the youngsters, they can't remain silent and quiet. They always have to have the conversation. Something to speak about, anything. Or someone to mock, in the gatherings. Pick on someone, right? So they boarded this ship and they decided that we're going to mock the captain of the ship. Because they knew that this captain of the ship was a jahil. He was an ignorant person. He had no qualifications. So they asked him that, do you know what geography is? You must know what geography is because you take your ship to the different islands. So he said, oh, I don't know. Is that someone's name? Who is that? So they started mocking him. That, look at this person. What has he learnt in life? Doesn't even know geography. Then they asked him that, do you know what maths is? He said, no idea. They said, you must know. How do you navigate? Don't know anything. They were mocking him. Do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know this? And for everything he was saying no. And then he was feeling deflated and down. And then all of a sudden a wave came and the ship toppled over. And then the youngsters, they were hanging on to the ship. And they knew that sooner or later they are going to have to let go of the ship and they're going to either die or they're going to be able to swim to the shore. So the captain turned around and he said to them, that, do you know how to swim? And they said, no. They said, no. So he said, what's the point of knowing geography and maths and physics and all these things? Well, at this moment in time, in the critical moment, none of that is going to help you. If you learnt how to swim, then you would have saved your life today. So Sheikh says that this is the example of the human being. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That they know everything of the world. They will know this science and that science and this and that and everything. All the qualifications of the world, all the promotions of the world, the biggest salaries of the world. But in the critical moment, if they don't have La ilaha illallah, then they will drown. In the critical moment. And that's the final moment. So to work on our iman, to strengthen our iman, to teach ourselves regarding iman, the way of the Sahaba, how they protected iman, what sacrifices they gave, the virtues and the fada'il mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will help us do a'mal, change our lives. We need to come out of the dunya for some moments. And when we come out of this dunya for some moments, then it will give us time to think and ponder and reflect and maybe take a different path, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path is the path of success. And for this, the ulama have prescribed very easy. You know, there are many ways to change our life, to reflect in the halaqat of the ulama, or the other easier ways are just completely free your mind from the dunya for 3 days, for 40 days, for 4 months. The ulama have prescribed these days for a reason, or these amount of days for a reason, that we can completely move ourselves away from the dunya and focus on the akhirah, on our real goals, and remind ourselves and remind everyone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from ashabul yameen, the people of the right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us entry into Jannah in the first instance. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana.
Requested to give their intentions, who's ready for 4 months at the first opportunity, inshallah. Who's ready for 4 months, inshallah? What date are you ready from, brother? What month?
1st of June.
1st of June. Okay. We're trying to get first the brothers that are ready, nakad, cash, who are ready from today or ready from the next few weeks, inshallah. Who's ready for 4 months? From the next few weeks, inshallah. Give your names, brothers. Like they say, strike when the iron is hot, inshallah. Who's ready for 4 months? If it's coming in your heart, inshallah, stand up and express that intention in your heart. Who's ready? Or shall we rephrase that? Who wants to go, inshallah, as soon as possible? Stand up and make intention, inshallah, for that. Who wants to go, inshallah, as soon as possible within the next month? What's your name, brother? Mahmoud.
2024, inshallah.
Mahmoud, 4 months, inshallah. Who else is ready with brother Mahmoud? A very short time, 4 months. Sounds like a lot of time. Ask the elders in here, they've lived plenty of 4 months. MashaAllah, even some of the youngsters, so many 4 months in their lifetime. Who's ready for 4 months? How long is a university degree? 3 years minimum. Then you go in for training, another year or two. Then you go when you go into your probationary period at your workplace, another year or two, maybe 6-7 years to learn one subject of this world. This is 4 months to, inshallah, make the stepping stones to start learning the complete deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's ready, inshallah? Make your intentions, brothers. MashaAllah. What's your good name?
Ismail.
May Allah accept Ismail's intention. 4 months. Who else is ready? Brother Mahmoud's ready, MashaAllah. Ismail Bhai is ready. Hamza, mashallah, Hamza, Asadullah. 4 months. Who else is ready? Mashallah, Hamza's ready as well. Who else is ready?
Give us time to prepare. 2024. Who's ready? 2024.
Mashallah, like Brother Yasin saying, it's only 28, 29 days left for the end of this year. And then, inshallah, 2024. Who's ready from 2024? January, February time. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, just think that this is an intention that one person is making, or yourself is making, to work for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if tomorrow an application or a job offer came, say for the council, the government, or a high post in some big company, how honored we'd feel that, wow, you know, I'm getting such a high salary, it's a, you know, job security and so on and so on. This is working for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who wants to work for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Stand up, my brothers, and give your intention. Who wants to work for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Learn this for 4 months at the start. Who's ready, inshallah? 4 months. Somebody who hasn't even spent any time in the path of Allah. Make intention. September 4 months. September. That's the floor. Who's ready, inshallah? Nakad, who's ready? Within the next 4 weeks, for 4 months in the path of Allah. He who thinks he cannot do it and it's impossible, make it in your mind that it's possible. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything is possible. Who's ready, inshallah? Come on, brothers, make intention. Stand up. When you stand up and present yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will start opening the doors for us. Allah's help will come with us. Inshallah. Ismail.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah, Ismail is going to Zambia for 40 days in January 8th, inshallah. And inshallah, if Allah gives him the ability, he will carry on from there and complete his 4 months, inshallah. Who else is ready, my brothers? Inshallah. Allah accept me as well. I wrote my name at the top. So. Who else is ready? Can you boys hear me at the back? Is anyone ready at the back? Yusuf bhai, mashallah.
There may be students.
Any encouragement needed around there? Who's ready for 4 months?
Students.
Shiraz bhai, mashallah, 4 months. MashaAllah, there's also Ramadan coming up as well in February, March, 15th of Shaban. MashaAllah, some Jamaats are getting ready for 40 days. And who's ready for this, the Qaza, inshallah, for 40 days? 40 days, MashaAllah. Kamran, bhai? 15th Shaban. Kamran, Ramadan. MashaAllah. May Allah accept you. May Allah accept your brother sat next to you.
Ameen, ameen.
Kamran, Shaban, Ramadan.
9th of January, Zambia Jamaat.
MashaAllah. Yasin bhai. 40 days in Zambia. 8th of January, yeah? 40 days. Who else is ready, MashaAllah? Give your names. We're probably sat there thinking, how long is this going to go on for? Now is your chance. Yeah, so if you want to get out or if you want to do something else quicker, then mashallah, stand up, give your names. Inshallah. Come on, who's ready? It may sound a bit rude, but you know, sometimes in our hearts we're thinking, how long now? We're looking at the clock. But now this is your chance. I'm not stopping anything. As soon as you brothers give your names, then inshallah we can all go in the path of Allah and we can carry on. Who's ready, inshallah, for 40 days? If you think 4 months is a huge time or it's a really long time, 40 days, you know, 1 month, 10 days, who's ready? 40 days, brothers, who's ready? All them elderly people that have lived most of their life, the 80, 90-year-olds that are leaning on the wall, who's ready, inshallah? Go on. Break, stand up, make intention, break the backbone of shaitan. Come on, Ismail, encourage the brothers sat next to you. They feel like they want to go. MashaAllah. What's your good name? Saeed, MashaAllah. Saeed, what's your intention? Tomorrow, yeah? For life? Ji?
Tomorrow.
Both of you from tomorrow. How long? 40 days. 40 days, yeah? Saeed, 40 days, yeah? InshaAllah. You never know. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts them, we don't know. Who else is ready, my brothers? Make intention, inshallah. If it's coming in your heart, it's coming in your mind, you're thinking, shall I go, shall I not? MashaAllah. What's your name?
Adam.
MashaAllah, what's your intention?
40
days, yeah? Summer holidays or Ramadan?
Summer holidays, student.
Okay, inshallah. Yusuf, bye. When for 40 days?
Summer holidays.
July, inshallah. Who else is ready, inshallah? July. Look, the time limit's gone all the way to July now. Ji?
Muhammad. Hafiz Muhammad.
Hafiz Muhammad. What's your intention, brother? 40 days in summer holidays. 40 days in July. Who else is ready for 40 days in summer holidays? 40 days, inshallah. You've got over 7 months to prepare. Like, 40 days. What's your good name?
Safwan.
Go on, brothers, make intention, inshallah. If you're looking at this list, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. MashaAllah, there's over 100 people here. Not even what? From maybe 150. 10%. We need 100%. We all want to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want to strive for the deen of Allah. Ismail in July. Ismail, MashaAllah. 40 days. Who else is ready? This is like talking to the usual suspects. Who else is ready? Come on, my brothers, new ones. Whoever spent one day in the path of Allah, he stand up and say, I'm ready to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To learn the deen, to spread the deen of Allah. Who's ready, inshallah? Make intention. Who's ready? If you're thinking and you're thinking, shall I go, shall I not, what shall I do? Just stand up. And watch that imani jazba and that boost that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. And we'll also get encouraged further as well, inshallah, by this. Who's ready, inshallah? Ismail, who's ready else? Who else is ready with you? MashaAllah, Hamza, I know your boys around you, sat around you, thinking, you know, in their hearts and minds. Gee. Siraj by 40 days in Ramzan as well. MashaAllah. 40 days of Ramadan. Who else is ready? MashaAllah. Zulkarnain, what's your intention? Stand up. Show the elders. MashaAllah, put his hand up. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Look at them youngsters in that time. They were standing on their toes and presenting themselves to the Prophet ﷺ. So much so that the people were presenting their children, them children that were little babies, and they were saying, what good are they, what are they going to do? They were saying, when the enemy will throw their arrows, then put them in front of them. My brothers, you cannot even comprehend these things. We're going to another place, to another masjid. We're going to be in the comfort of that masjid, eating, drinking, sleeping, doing some ta'aleem, doing a bit of gusht and learning. My brothers, this is such a great sacrifice in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's ready, inshallah? Give your names. Who else is ready? Okay, let's bring it down a bit. MashaAllah. Jim? Ashraf, MashaAllah. What are you ready for, brother? 40 days in the path of Allah. May Allah accept Ashraf. Who else is ready, inshallah? Give your names, brothers.
December holidays.
So the Jamaats for December holidays, inshallah, there's going to be a few weeks holidays. So who's ready for the December time? We need these boys to stand up, and inshallah, or men to stand up and present their
Muhammad.
MashaAllah, what's Abdul Bhai, Abdul Qayyum ready for? Stand up, inshallah. Everybody will get encouraged by this. MashaAllah, the trustee has stood up, all the rest of them will stand up as well.
Bilal.
10 days, inshallah, as long as we can in the December. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Stand up.
Hafiz Abdullah.
Hafiz Abu
Bakr. Come
on. In 40 days.
Suleiman Batala.
Or his son. Or his son is fallen asleep. Come. He's calling you.
Hussein.
Ready for some time as well.
Thank you.
Who else is ready, inshallah? These, in like we're saying, these are the usual suspects. Who else is ready? New brothers.
Anybody from 3 days to 10 days ready, inshallah.
Stand up, brother. Stay standing up, inshallah. This will encourage other brothers. Who else is ready? MashaAllah, this brother standing up as well. Any more brothers in the December holidays? Even if it's 3 to 5 days, maybe out of your 21 days, 3 weeks holidays, even give at least 5 days, a third, not even a third of the holidays. MashaAllah, look at this brother. Who else is ready? Who else is ready? MashaAllah.
Everybody that's ready, just ready.
MashaAllah. What's your name, Rose? Ismail. Is your Farai surname with it? Ji?
Mehter.
Ismail Mehter. Yusuf Mehter, yeah? Brothers, yeah?
Maghribi brothers, Eddie. Maghribi brothers.
Jameel.
Mustafa. Ismail's ready as well, yeah?
What's your name? Ismail.
Ismail. What's your surname, Ismail? Yeah. Ismail, yeah.
Who else is ready? Safwan, yeah? Who else is ready? MashaAllah, any more new brothers for 10 days, 5 days, 3 days, December holidays? MashaAllah, make intention. Don't let the shaitan scare us. Oh, I've got this on, I've got that on. Oh, brothers, let's make this a priority like Mufti Sahib was saying. What's our priority? MashaAllah. Muhammad? Irfan. Yeah, I wrote their names, no? Who else is ready, my brothers? Make intention. December holidays. Kayat. MashaAllah. What's your intention? 3 days in December. What's your full name?
Adam
Kayat. Adam Kayat. Not Raja. Who else is ready? What about them elders leaning near the bookshelf over there? MashaAllah. Suleiman, whole life, inshallah. Rest of life. Stand up and say, rest of life, inshallah. Look, that's how old he is. He can't get up. Come on. Rest of life, inshallah. May Allah accept. All make intention, inshallah. We're going to give our whole life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are like stepping stones. So like our elders say that when we go out for 4 months, that our direction changes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to refresh this, every year we try at least to do 40 days. Yeah, and then on a weekly basis, we do our Amumi Gasht, Beruni Gasht, sit in the Ta'aleem of the Masjid, try to give 2.5 hours a minimum on every day. And then we try every month to go out for 72 hours in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important as well that we do Mashara in the Masjid. I will do mashara inside our homes as well.
Every day, 7 days a week, programs or classes taking place in the masjid as well.
MashaAllah, like Amir Sahib saying as well, that there's a lot of classes that take place inside the masjid as well. MashaAllah, like I just mentioned, ta'aleem, but also there's the sanatain class and there's other classes that are taking place as well. So it's not that, you know, the class is not available or the opportunity is not there. It's upon us that we take the onus and we move forward. And we learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, I'm going to try to do these things. Is everybody ready, inshallah?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره فحق أنت أن تعبد وحق أنت أن تحمد وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بتيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم يمن كتابنا ويسر حسابنا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعلنا ممن ينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم وخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم عليك بالظالمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا يرد عن القوم المجرمين اللهم عليك بهم اللهم أنزل عليهم ريح عاد وصيحة ثمود وطوفان قوم نوح اللهم أنزل عليهم ريح عاد وصيحة ثمود وطوفان قوم نوح اللهم زلزل أقدامهم اللهم زلزل أقدامهم اللهم فرق جمعهم وشتت شملهم اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك
Mashallah, brothers are requested to go to the classrooms. Food arrangements made for everybody. So brothers are requested with ikram and good character, good conduct, make the way to the classrooms. Brothers will be assigned to guide you, inshallah.